Wobo Land, I am here for this next story. I'm actually a little late getting to this one, so a few of you might already be familiar with it. Former President Donald Trump topping the iTunes chart in the number one slot for his debut single, Justice for All. Now, before we play it for you, you need a little context. This song, Justice for All, is a tribute to the January 6th prisoners, and it features the J6 Prison Choir. So Trump recorded his part of this song at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, while the choir recorded their parts of the song using allegedly a jailhouse phone. That according to Variety, okay? So now take a listen to it for yourself.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Song numerous times. Wobo Land on iTunes right now. Trump is beating out some really big names like Miley Cyrus and Morgan Wallen with this song, making it the number one song in America right now on the iTunes platform. Now, what is so interesting, and producer Josh, I don't even know if you knew I was doing this, but the reviews on iTunes of this song are truly worth reading. I will say this, most people are leaving reviews saying that they absolutely love this song. But then, of course, you have quite a few leaving reviews just so they can share their hate. And the people leaving these reviews, you know, that they're just ripping up Donald Trump and ripping up the guys in this choir. I can't help but assume most of these reviews are coming from people on the left.
A lot of thoughts this morning, but I can't help but think when you say Miley Cyrus, how he's beating out them, how mad they must be.
Oh, how mad Miley Cyrus. Although Morgan Wallen's probably like, yeah, go get him, Trump. I'm sure he's okay with it. So here are some of the reviews. I actually pulled them off iTunes for you all this morning. Here are some of the reviews. Like I said, I can't help but think they're coming from the left. Fascist Trump and unoriginal. Insurrectionist traitors. Terrible person, terrible performance, terrible production, terrible song. Missing a catchy beat. This sounds demonic. Sounds awful, comma, bad quality. Total garbage. You're all a bunch of treasonous cultist traitors who follow a criminal. Written and performed by traitors who betrayed their country. I think you get where these reviews are going, right? And there are scads of them.
Those are terrible.
They're terrible. But, you know, here's my thought on this. So I'm reading through these yesterday, and I just feel like that these reviews, that these people that are taking the time to write this kind of content, when you decide to rip up this song, when you decide to rip up the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance, I think it says more about the people leaving these reviews than it does about Donald Trump or the fellas in this choir. In fact, if you are hating on the pledge or the national anthem, you, my friend, have sunk to a new low. Oh, a new low that's really far down there. This song, by the way, is available to buy for $1.29 on iTunes, right? Yes, I bought it simply because I'm just supporting the cause, just so we can, like, ramp up all those downloads, all right? But all of the proceeds are going to go to certain J6 families in need. There's also a music video. If you can find it, it's on Truth Social, which that's obviously Donald Trump's social media platform. I'm telling you, that too will give you goosebumps.
Podcasts by Federated Media.